On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Welcome to the program. It's Flag Day.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
It is.
That's an airline, isn't it?
Yeah, it goes to Australia.
Good for them. Happy holidays.
People are yelling Qantas, Qantas at the radio right now. Where are we?
I don't think they are.
The computer.
I don't think they're yelling anything, as a matter of fact. I think they're listening intently to what you're going to say.
Yeah. Are they opening presents? Because it's that day.
Well, it can be that day. I don't even know where. This show is running through Christmas.
We run all the time. You can listen to this anytime you want.
Anytime you want.
It starts on Christmas.
For many people, that's good. And other people, that's a big problem.
Apparently so.
So, happy holidays if you're at one point in your life.
If it's December.
Or hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Right.
If it's in another point in your life.
That's cool.
Until Monday, this will be new to
That's
people.
So eloquent, Ron.
It's not eloquent. You know it.
That's right.
You said Qantas, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That is the airlines. Kwanzaa is the holiday.
Oh,
and Qantas,
that's the confusion
really?
On my part.
Oh, dear.
Perhaps I don't care that much about that holiday.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Flag Day is big for me.
It's in June. Almost there.
So it is next week.
I feel like June today. It's almost June.
Well, the temperature when we're recording this fiasco is...
It'll be the same tomorrow, apparently, won't it?
Yeah, it's going to... Well, tomorrow or whatever it may be in your lives.
Tomorrow.
We understand that Christmas Eve was...
On a Thursday.
Was a Thursday, and it was over 60 degrees, I understand, Tori.
I didn't even need a coat.
No, I didn't even need my...
Pants. I wasn't going to say it, but...
Over 65.
That's right.
I don't wear pants. And I'm talking about my age. Where's my pants?
Yeah.
I don't know where my pants are.
Classic.
Yeah, it is classic. Right. And then Christmas Day, I understand it was or is.
It is, man. Go build a snowman.
Man.
That great lawn right there. Not a flake we've had. You know what? I think we're being hosed. February's going to come. We're going to get buried. But
hey,
whatever.
Guess what? I have heard from the National Weather Service in Taunton. They
really?
Call me all the time in the middle of the night. You know, like
who wants to be
Ron,
in Taunton?
Ron, are you awake?
What a drag.
They do that. I know, man.
I don't know.
They're telling me that Tuesday it's going to snow.
No way.
3 to 5 inches
get
are possible
here.
In certain areas. I am serious.
Well, certain areas could be New Hampshire. Let's get serious.
Okay. Well, the high temperature will be about 44, but that's when it reaches its high at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it could snow. It could snow shower in the morning, and there could be some accumulation. 3 to 5 would be.
Well, I guess that's
extreme.
Normal this time of year, right? We've had snow in November.
I didn't think we were going to get normal.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. Let's wait.
I'm not talking about personalities.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I'm talking about precipitation.
Yeah, well, it's New England. You don't like the weather. Wait a minute.
Here's the problem with the weather. El Nino brings unusually wet weather, but also warmer air.
Right, so that's what's happening.
But if you go through a little cold spell, it can snow.
Or turn to and fog, right? Be foggy.
Or something like that. It would certainly cut down on the accumulation if it was mixed with rain, which will be the case. On Tuesday. But that can change, Torrance. I mean,
Though. You know what I hate is fog, though. Speaking of weather and fog, how can you drive in the fog? I can't even really see.
Well, what do you call fog?
It's like mist, isn't it? What do you mean? What do I call it?
You're talking about where you can't see in front of your face?
Well, you're driving and there's a fog.
Well, it depends on how far ahead the fog.
It's right there. What do you mean?
Can you see the car in front of you?
No.
Okay, that's a problem.
See? That's what I'm saying.
It's not so much that I can't see the car in front of me as much of a problem as that is, but the guy behind me can't see me. That's more of a concern to me.
I didn't even think of that.
And if they're clipping along, see, I can be careful.
Me too.
But the guy behind me, I can't control what he or she are doing.
Then we should just stay home. Never drive, especially in the fog.
I got to tell you something. if it's weird driving conditions, Tori, I actually don't go out.
Yeah.
Because, see, we're in a very lucky position in our lives.
That's what you can call it, right?
Well, for some it's lucky, for some it's not.
Yeah.
And there's no, don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything. We have nothing pressing.
You can always say, I don't feel like doing it, I'm going to cancel it. Most people have to do things.
Yeah, that's a drag.
They're under contract, or if they don't go, they don't get paid. You still have a choice in that case.
Right.
So, you know, it's a luxury. It's a luxury.
I think it's called working, something like that.
It's either, yes, probably that.
Yeah, it's employment.
That thing.
Working for the man.
Thing. Yeah. Well, the holidays are here.
Yes.
I went on a diatribe yesterday. I lost about 6 pounds.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you do? Did you cleanse again?
No, I went on a drinking diet.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, what does that mean? Water?
Just drink everything. Everything's liquid.
Oh, like that song by Pat Benatar?
I'm not familiar with the song.
Was on a liquid diet, you were sure you had to try it, and you lost all your pounds.
Not familiar with it.
Well, it's not one of her famous songs, but I used to memorize the album when it came out.
Is that a Quonset holiday song?
I think so. Yeah.
Not into it, man.
Okay.
So I went into a whole thing about how I find the holidays to be a very phony time of life for most people.
Yeah, it can be.
My biggest problem is that everybody's saying to me, have a happy holiday.
Everybody.
And
you're saying it back, though.
No, I don't say. I just go, you too. I don't even care what they say.
You too.
They can say like, hey, why don't you go jump off a bridge? Yeah, you too.
I see. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Fair enough.
You know, and I do that by mistake sometimes because if I'm like going somewhere, like I say I'm going to go down to New York this weekend.
Have a good trip.
You too.
I do that. Oh my gosh. Yes, I feel so embarrassed. Yeah. It's so awkward.
It's very embarrassing because what it means is exactly what it is. We didn't have the forethought to actually have a conversation here.
I
have no way. Don't really. You know, I'll just repeat whatever you say just to get you off my back.
I'm not listening to you.
I don't care.
I do that too. Now, you know what? A lot of people do. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, like, have a great dinner. You too.
You
look
too.
At the waiter.
Yes, the waiter. Yes.
When you get a chance to sit down and eat.
Right.
When you're done serving everybody else.
You assume
have
some,
a good dinner.
Someday.
Did you have one last
right.
night? You're not having one now.
No.
I am.
It is very embarrassing for a minute. For a minute.
Yeah.
Then it's not.
Then
you
it
know.
Passes.
You
just go, oh.
Then you don't care.
You just go, what did I say? Oh, well, whatever. I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's true. That's the most common one is when the waiter or waitress says.
Enjoy your meal.
Thanks, you too. Yeah, you too.
You know how many times they hear it? They must go back to the kitchen and go, yep, right. Got another one just then. Did you get one yet? Yep. Put a nickel in the pot. Whoever gets the most.
That would be a lot of
a
good
game.
Way to make money.
Sure,
yeah, fun
not?
Games. And the other one, which I expounded upon yesterday, was it's like December 29th,
right.
And someone comes up to you with a smile on their face and go, see you next year.
Oh,
man.
You know, I stop myself from doing that because
oh,
I know it
to.
Gets to
you
be like,
to.
Yeah.
It's just...
But it's funner. It's better to party if it's like right before midnight and you see someone and then you go, all right, well, see you next year. And then you leave the room.
Don't do it. Don't do
I'm not
that.
Going to a party anyway.
It's just so.
Been uninvited to all my parties.
So pedestrian.
It is pedestrian.
It really is. It really is. Because it gives the impression that you think you just came up with it.
Oh,
and you know, you
so
didn't.
Funny,
you know,
yes,
you didn't.
I'm so funny. But we are funny. So we should be legitimately funny and not try to be. Like faux funny.
What about people actually laugh at it like they've never really heard that before at all?
Some people haven't though. Some people don't get out.
They
don't know what the internet is.
That's really your indication right there.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you been recuperation for 7 years or something?
Yeah,
or in detox?
Because exactly.
You don't understand the jokes that are going around.
You know what I started thinking though?
Hmm.
What is a house full of patients?
Well, I do not know.
Well, you'd think it's a hospital, right?
Yes.
But it's like my house. I keep looking around the house and there's patient belonging bags everywhere.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought this was a joke.
Oh yeah! Oh, well, it really is, huh?
No.
At my age,
I thought you were.
What do you call a house? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call six pair of pants?
And I didn't know
three
the
legs.
Answer
I don't
to
know
that.
Some pant joke there too, but yeah.
six pair of pants, three legs. A nun? Is that right?
No,
that's the answer to every religious joke. A nun.
Oh,
a nun.
Nun walked into a bar.
A nun.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just see them on doorknobs, patient belongings, my dad, me, my mom, you know, whatever.
Yeah, all of you, huh?
We're just a sickly crew.
It's not sickly. Well, it's motley crew, by the way, but it's not a sickly crew. It's just happenstance.
Oh, I like that word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all it is.
I'll buy that.
Just happens that all of you happen to be making visitations for some reason.
Yeah,
that's all.
Specifically hospitals. Yeah.
That's all. That's all right. Not a big deal. When you were in a hospital, can we talk about this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Fine. Because I'll talk about my hospital experiences as well.
I'm still feeling my hospital thing, so.
Well, we all in our lives go through tests. I've gone through 3 colonoscopies and a bar mitzvah.
Ooh, at the same time?
There was a discount.
Is it the intermission?
I've had stuff stuck up my ass many, many times. And then I've gone to the hospital for testing, too.
Good one.
It is good. And I have no problem with that.
No. I didn't think I would. I've had an endoscopy before.
Yeah.
And this is the one, but they took a biopsy this time. Yeah. So it's uncomfortable.
An endoscopy is when they go down your throat.
Correct. Joan Rivers died from it. But they did it in like a...
In a clinic.
Yeah, yeah.
In a clinic.
Yeah, don't do that.
And the person that did it was not really... Apparently was...
Lucky for her. Huh?
Yeah.
What a thing, you know.
And she worked at Subway.
Yeah, I think that still bothers me. But yeah, go to a hospital.
Yeah. You don't want to go in for a routine thing and then not come out of it at all.
No, but they were churning us in and out, boy, yesterday. Churning us in
fine
and out.
Fine job. Fine.
I said, get him in, get him out. She said,
yep. Machine. Get him in, get him out, literally.
She said it was like a machine. Yeah, you're right.
Isn't it interesting that an endoscopy is through your mouth and a colonoscopy is not through your end?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That should be the endoscopy, the colon part.
There is no end to your colon, huh? It goes right up. But there is an end, isn't there?
But your end would be your ass, you know.
Your bottom.
Right. Right. They should call it an oraloscopy or something like that.
Yeah,
but
there's endodontics. They have this endodontics is your mouth also.
Which is, and that's like
and a, you get root canals.
That's like a perio dentist.
That's your
dentist, right?
Yeah, so it's endo.
Endo.
Is any like a thing on Star Wars? Endo Carolusian?
Oh, you said Star Wars. Oh, God. Here we go. I'm so sick of that.
I don't even know.
Just even the name.
People are talking about if you're tired about spoilers, just go see the movie. It's been out for a week already. I mean, if I see a spoiler, what do I even care, I guess?
I don't care. I think the only draw to this movie, well, there are those people that love Donald Trump and love Star Wars.
Is he in it?
No, it's just a cult thing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
These are cult things. The subject matter is cult things.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned 2 of them.
Right.
The only reason I would go to see Star Wars is to see George Harrison. What's his name?
George Harrison?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, something yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah, okay, Harrison okay. Ford.
He's in it. He reprises his role of Dumpy, the cab driver.
Han Solo,
that's what I thought.
Or Han Solo.
Hans.
Am I saying it right?
The German.
Oh, my
Hans,
God.
Han Solo.
I'll be corrected by nerds.
And then there's that lady.
Lady. Leia.
Princess. Princess.
One of them again.
Princess,
I don't know.
Princess Leia. Something. The one with the big earmuffs.
Right. Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, right. And let's all say it together. Boy, did you let yourself go.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's life. It happens.
It does happen.
It was happenstance.
Yeah. Very nice. I'm always impressed by things coming around like that.
They have
and we
to.
Do a lot of that stuff.
We do.
Because you're talking about so much, everything's got to connect eventually.
It is.
In the universe.
And I'll just jump around, but you continue with your Star Wars story.
Jump around. So, all right. Yeah, so the Star Wars story. So, Princess Leia, Harrison Solo.
Right.
And I guess the other one, Luke.
Was Mark Hamill in it?
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Mark Hamill or Mark Harmon?
Mark Hamill, and he had a car accident and ruined his face.
Really?
But I thought he looked pretty good from what I've seen of him recently.
Yeah,
he's like
a
beard.
Some recent pictures, yes.
He looks like a man.
Wasn't he a famous ice skater too?
No, that was Dorothy Hamill.
Oh,
hey, I wonder if they're
same
related.
Haircut, same haircut.
I didn't even notice the last names
haircut.
Are the same. Yeah, they were. Okay.
So they all reprise their roles. So that's probably
that
interesting.
That might be why I'll go and see it.
Because I did see the first Star Wars, and that was
oh,
it.
Sure.
I haven't seen one since.
Well, the second was the best, in my opinion, Empire Strikes Back.
I didn't
so,
see
dude,
it.
You really should have seen that one.
Dude, I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
Because in like the first one,
well,
I wasn't into it. I'm not into science fiction glop. And those stupid robots like really annoyed
well,
me.
Well, for its time, it was legendary. It seemed like 1977. My brother had a poster on his wall. It was all the rage. Yeah,
for that time, in that time, it was the technology of the films was quite impressive.
Oh, definitely.
Now it's like,
oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, CGI. And, yeah, so.
Hey, you know what was a good movie?
Mm.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Remember we talked about that?
Correct.
Never mind.
Well, that's going to be quiet for quite some time then.
Everyone's like, say it, what
can
are you talking
I say that
about?
You, I'll say at least that you saw a movie that has
I
not been released.
I saw a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio in it. That's all I'll say.
Don't say anymore.
He's done so much.
And it's not that you weren't supposed to see it, but you did.
I saw it.
And it has
it
not
screened.
Been...
It was screened somewhere.
Right, and it hasn't been released.
Right, because when you go to screenings, right. then you can see that.
And you were told, you had to raise your hand during the screening and say, I, Tori...
I won't reveal the ending.
Right. Or but even the fact that I saw the
just
damn
that
thing.
It's, I'll say that it's awesome. Yeah. If you want to see a movie, Christmas, and you want to see Star Wars, and you don't want to see The Hateful Eight...
Yeah.
Which Hateful I heard is very violent. Hateful That's Quentin Tarantino, yeah.
Oh, one of his things.
Yes, he's you're not hearing about this?
Man. No,
this is a big
I don't
Star
like
Wars Hateful Eight head contest here.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I don't care for Tarantino because he's too violent, like Sam Peckinpah.
Okay.
They all just shoot people and...
Well, Sam Peckinpah's not doing it anymore, is he?
I think he's passed.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, he used to. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay.
He had terrible, very violent movies.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the point? I don't understand that.
What's the one with Dustin Hoffman? Straw Dogs.
Yes. Very violent. Very stupid. God, very stupid.
Really? I love that movie.
Oh, come on, Tori.
Oh.
Come on.
It's great. What's the matter with you?
Why was it? Here's a guy with his wife. They move into a little cottage in a very, very cold location.
A remote part of England.
Yes. And Where she was from. And the neighbors don't particularly care for them. And
he's an American.
Right.
He's a writer.
And they attack the home and they have to pull out the guns and start shooting at him. And
well,
because
he had the
movie.
Guy, he had the crazy, he had the mental guy with him that he was protecting from
right.
them killing him.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
It was almost like a Mice and Men like part of it
in
was.
Way,
you know what I mean? Like George and
like a Midnight
he
Cowboy.
Kills the guy and the woman.
Right.
And by accident, because he's so big in his strength, and he's like,
sort of like that. Sort
and then
of like
they have
that.
To protect him. It's the same kind of deal.
Yeah, sort of.
Right.
It was like that movie with the box of chocolates. What's that name?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, like that.
Right.
only violent.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
I don't like violent movies. I can't go through it.
You don't
it.
Like long movies. I'm surprised you watched Forrest Gump. That was over 2 hours, dude.
I didn't say I watched the whole thing.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
To be honest with you, I could not recount most of that film because I probably slept through it.
Yeah.
See, I might stay there to the end, but I
You've
fall
zoned
asleep.
Out. Okay, right.
You absolutely,
right.
absolutely
You have like ADD
asleep.
Or something, right?
No, I've boredom.
Oh, all right.
It has to capture my attention. Here's my deal, Tori.
Well, then don't ever watch a movie by Terrence Malick.
I won't.
Terrence Malick.
Thank you.
Don't bother.
Let me write that down.
Please.
Terrence
Tree of Life.
Malick.
Thin Red Line.
No way.
He's overrated.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
These movies cost millions and billions and zillions of dollars to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Even the caterer gets like $2 million.
Craft
you know?
Services.
Yes. You would think if you're going to spend that kind of money and shoot this film with all this equipment, all these actors and all this staff
mm-hmm.
and all these writers, that you would make every single minute of it picture perfect, incredibly engaging.
Yeah.
But for some reason, all these movies have these little slow times, which obviously are just taking up space because they're drawing the movie out a little bit. And it's why am I spending so much money? Why are they spending so much money to present something that I have the ability to sleep through?
I just don't
understand.
That's a good
that,
question.
Tori.
I know they're not for you. Maybe you need like something like a juvenile movie like Elf to keep you entertained.
I fall asleep during that.
Really?
Yes, he's a very soothing voice.
Oh, Will Ferrell.
Aww. Yeah, and the other problem that I that's Will Ferrell.
Elf.
Oh, you said I said Alf. I thought you said Alf.
Elf, the movie, like the Christmas
Elf.
Movie
well,
that's
that
on,
okay.
like every time you
that
turn
was
around.
Okay, but that had some slow times too.
Oh, boy,
I mean,
yeah.
he's a very, very funny man. How can
yeah.
not everything he says be funny? It should be.
Right.
If your writers
he's a grown
are that good.
Man that's an elf comes to New York City. What's not to love?
And let's make it 2 hours long.
Yeah,
now, what the hell are we going to do
know,
in between?
Right.
That's that kind
okay.
of thing. These are Saturday Night Live sketches that they're
right.
drawing out to
yeah.
2 hours so they can put it in a movie theater.
Like Night at the Roxbury. They
yeah,
shouldn't have done things like that. Then they make them into movies.
That's why. And they know that everybody's going to show up and everybody's going to see it. And they're just fooling you. They're milking you dry
yeah, yeah.
of your wits.
I'm not
stupid. Them. The other thing I don't like about these movies is that in every single film, the lead character has sex in the film. And I can go 2 hours.
Not
hour,
every movie.
I can go 2 hours and not have sex. I gotta
Leonardo
tell you.
DiCaprio movie didn't happen.
How do you know? You didn't see it yet.
Well, I went to the screening.
You can't admit you
I went
did.
To the screening.
You sure they didn't have sex or did you fall asleep? How long was that movie?
2.5 hours.
Give me
2 hours
break.
And 36 minutes.
36 minutes on top of it.
Yeah. Well, there's credits. That's there's a lot of credits. So.
2 hours, 36 minutes worth?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it was very, I would watch it again.
All right, maybe that's the only movie that doesn't have sex in it. But in most of them, even the stupid comedies, somebody has sex with somebody after meeting them the first day, and I don't understand how that's possible. Because that didn't happen in my life a couple of times.
Well, every movie can't be like real life. It's got to be just some sort of a fantasy world.
But to make people feel inadequate.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong.
Oh.
I just think it's wrong.
Well.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
And Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa.
And Hanukkah. Hanukkah's over, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Hanukkah's an interesting
holiday.
It's
like 12 days. I don't know when it starts, so I'm confused when it's over.
I think it's 8 days.
Oh, it's eight? What's 12? 12 days of Christmas. Oh, turtle right. doves yeah. and partridges and
everybody confuses
pear trees.
It too. See, for Christmas, you sit down and you open up presents and... There's right. like a multitude of presents, maybe three, maybe four, maybe 17.
Maybe
I don't
none.
Really know.
Maybe none. You don't get
could
any.
Could be none. Could be none. And some people get cold. That is like really nasty.
Right.
You know?
That's mean.
If you're not a good person, then just you don't get any gifts.
Why
but
be
you don't
mean?
Give them a cold.
I know.
Come on. What
That's
are you going to do with cold?
It's pretty strict. I don't
really?
Want to, don't do it.
Really?
Please don't do that to people.
It's bad.
As a joke, maybe. But don't be seriously doing that.
I guess you could burn it and get some heat for a couple of seconds.
Imagine being like, oh, thank you. Then you'd feel really guilty if the person was like appreciative of
yeah.
it. Like, there must have been a movie like that about something when someone gives them this awful gift and they just really go, oh, that's so thoughtful of you. And the other person feels like crap.
Yeah. Because exactly.
they were trying to hurt the person.
Exactly.
It didn't work. So always take the high road. That's the law.
You know what I understand? We drop grain and stuff in these impoverished areas from helicopters, and the bags of grain fall on the ground. And it's like the poor people look up at the helicopter and say, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? You know, I can't. Why'd you drop sandwiches, man? Or what am I supposed to do with this?
But they're hungry. They must know how to cook oats and stuff, right?
Yeah, but then they got to go through a cooking process. Wouldn't it be like more fun if it was like candy,
like Whopper Juniors?
Yeah, Whopper Juniors. Yeah, really. Good idea.
Ooh,
good idea.
Yeah,
then they'd be so sick. Like an hour later, they would never want to eat again anyway.
Oh, then that's not right either.
No, that'd be like coal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't mean Kohl's, not the department store.
Oh, yeah.
Store,
like when I step in, I got the boots on and they're the fire pit boots. Hey,
I
can I just tell
story.
You something about
sure.
the Miss Universe that
yes,
just happened? Did you
yes,
hear about that? Did you talk
did.
About this?
I did.
Okay.
Well, let's refresh.
Well, real quick then, because I just think it's outrageous. I mean, Steve Harvey announced, I don't watch the show at all, but I saw it on like a clip on like Facebook or something where it's trending.
Oh, it's horrible.
I don't watch these long programs, these pageant shows. They make me feel bad because these women are like trying to be better than each other. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, oh, this is what life is about. You have to look like this. And
right.
I don't know. It just drives me crazy. As a kid, I liked it. But now I go, oh. But anyway, so he announces he can't read a stupid card. And
I know,
he says,
here's what happened. Here's what happened.
Okay, folks, I have to apologize.
I'm sure I can apologize.
He's gonna apologize.
Runner up is Columbia.
Said the wrong name.
Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
How awkward.
He had 14 minutes with this card during an entertainment performance, and he didn't talk to anybody?
Folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here.
You didn't really ever show it.
It's Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night.
Don't take it out of the ladies.
Don't hold it against the ladies.
Yeah, don't hold it against the ladies.
I didn't understand that. Don't take it on the ladies. Who would take it on the ladies?
Because you're like, you, boo, boo. Like, we want her to,
they
we
weren't
booing
the ladies. Does
they were
booing the decision. Yeah, does
so,
he not understand
but
her
I mean,
booing the ladies?
Miss Columbia, she can't even talk in English. She's talking like this. I don't know
right.
what I'm saying. She's
right.
got to get a translator. We don't need this. Philippine is talking the normal way. She's talking English. That's all we're thinking about. All right, so Miss Philippines gets up there and she speaks English. She's beautiful. She's sweet and demure.
Yeah.
And Miss Columbia. You know, kind of full of it. I don't know. I think, you know, it all worked out the way it should. Donald Trump, we should just have them both be Miss Universe. That was his opinion.
He didn't want any Colombians in the United States anymore.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, he's getting his fence up.
He's getting his something up.
Unbelievable.
It was. I had said on the cast of Pods that someone like Steve Harvey, who's on Family Feud, which is on every channel all the time. He also has his own show, The Steve Harvey Show.
Right, that's right.
And it's other stuff as well. If you're going to saturate the market so much, you're going to make a mistake. The more things you do, the better chances that you're going to screw something up.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he did, big time.
But that's what a way to do it.
This is going to be his legacy now.
Why can't they, you know what? It is going to be his legacy. Yeah. And they should, whoever hosts it, if it's him or anybody else, say, now this is the winner and this is the runner-up, right before they go out. Never, don't let them, like at the Academy Awards, where they have to open the envelope and figure it out.
Yeah. So you don't think he saw the card before he read it?
No.
Even though it was in his hands for 14 minutes prior.
Or he just looked at it and went, I'm high. This is what it says. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But someone should physically go up to him and say, listen, Steve.
They better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is embarrassing and it's awful.
I mean, I did kind of feel a little bad for him, the walk of shame, but you know. Because you don't want it to be you if you had to do that.
If you're going
to
put yourself in a gigantic spotlight, then whatever you do wrong is going to be in a gigantic spotlight.
Yeah, they physically take the crown off her and put it on her. That's when you go, it's cringeworthy.
That was it.
Oh.
That was what hurt. That was what hurt. They removed it from her head.
I don't like that.
Sorry, my bad.
You're not the most beautiful woman in the universe.
Yes.
You are.
You are.
I mean, according to who, I don't know, but... I mean,
the judges who are also better get in the cab really fast after the show.
These shows are just really beneath the human race. I don't understand.
Tori, I'm glad you said that. They always have been. They always have been. I thought that in our society we had gotten past that.
Yeah.
But this is an international thing. But we do Miss America, so we're still into it.
It's just very I mean, if it's scholarly, I get that. There was a Miss USA and Miss America. There were two different ones. And one was mostly about beauty, and the other was mostly about brains, I think. And maybe if it's about brains, okay, but they still put a bathing suit on. I don't know about that.
No, I don't either. And the brains part, they're always made fun of in the brains part anyway, because they're asked, well, what would you do about something?
World peace.
They always broadcast their stupid answers. So, I mean, not brain trust people.
Well, those are the USA people. I think they just don't know anything. But there was the America one, I think, was a little more like college, and stuff like that.
I was like Ben Carson. They know what the hell they're talking about. Yeah. And the Colombians get very upset when you do them wrong.
Oh, don't mess with them.
I mean,
the Philippines, what are they going to do now?
Well, if you lose a soccer game, they'll basically come out of the bleachers and kill you.
Well, that was my
good luck.
That was. Hey, I went to Taco Bell the other day.
Get out. You are so brave.
Listen.
Did you go for the breakfast?
No. I saw the breakfast at Subway, by the way. I was right there. It's eggs right there. When I went to Subway, I was like, is that for breakfast? They said, yup.
Yeah.
I just went, okay, and I didn't get it.
And guess what, Tori? Guess what their slogan is at Subway? Eat fresh. When were those eggs made?
I was there in the evening, and there were eggs right there. That's why I asked. I said, those are for breakfast?
They shipped them in. They ship them in packaging. They're not fresh. Well, nothing's fresh.
Some people like to eat breakfast.
I don't see
the day.
Anybody chopping up lettuce in front of me or anything like that.
You're right.
Don't happen. It ain't fresh.
But some people do like to eat breakfast at night. I mean,
sure.
But
sure.
But the point is, when I went to Taco Bell, listen to this, okay? I just got a taco, but never mind that. A drink. Mm-hmm. I just want a taco and a drink. I said, I'd like a small drink, please.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, would you like a small drink or would you like a medium drink? Because this medium drink will save you 80 cents. It's only 99 cents for a medium and $1.79
for the small.
For a small.
Well, that makes sense.
Why? They're trying to make me drink too much sugar?
Right.
What's that about?
What is that about?
That's why I'm asking. That's why I brought it up.
They must have overordered cups.
You think so?
I don't know. So what did they say when you said why?
I never asked why.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Oh, I haven't worked there for a while.
Yeah, they're trying to pump us full of liquid.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. I got the Mountain Dew. It was orange. It was called Kickstart. It was awful. It was like made with like diet stuff, and I couldn't even finish it. So I should have just got an extra large for that.
Well, the food will give you the runs by itself, so you don't really need the liquid to help you along in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know why it would be.
Just thought that was an interesting
less expensive
thing.
Yeah. For a medium. It
right.
makes no sense. So
they're
like,
trying to get me to drink more for less.
That or they're running low on small cups.
Maybe that's
and
the thing.
Don't let anybody. Yeah, it has to be.
Wow. So that's probably just something they're going to do for now, not all the time.
How much was a large? Do you remember?
No.
It's probably free.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. It's the zombie apocalypse. This is how they get back at you.
Must be.
It is B. you should. Yeah, I've had the breakfast there at the Taco Bell. They
really?
Have breakfast.
I know you said that. I'm tempted to try it sometime, but I get heartburn, so I don't know.
That's true. I do get it too, but I go anyway. But yeah, I shouldn't because I pay for all that stuff in my body. I pay for a lot of things with my body.
Yeah.
I went to the dermatologist recently.
Right.
Do you go?
Definitely. Yeah, sure. I've had skin cancer.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
I have too.
We're a mess, Ron.
I know. I went there and she checked me over and stuff. And she keeps telling me, like, you've got to put stuff on you.
Oh, sounds good.
Every time you go outside. And I said, why? And then when she explained to me that all this stuff has to do when you were a child.
Right, yeah.
It's like, where were you when I was a child?
Nobody knew anything
back
then.
Nobody told me that.
Because they didn't know anyone was smoking anything.
I can't believe that something that I did as a child is affecting me now, like all of a sudden.
Right.
That's nasty.
It stayed in you.
What else is going to happen that I didn't know
lots
about?
Lots of things that, you know, probably aren't good. Oh, well. C'est la vie. Merry Christmas. Speaking of Merry Christmas, my friend, I must tell you this. At the post office, I'm hearing Christmas songs. I mean, obviously I hear them everywhere right now.
Sure,
but
sure.
Santa Claus. They say Santa Claus, not Santa. Santa Claus.
Is it a classic song?
Yeah.
Really?
And I started thinking, it's from the olden days. They used to talk differently back then, like in the 30s and
the
Three
sure
Stooges.
Did.
And they had a different way to talk, huh?
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They used to start, I watched Superman and Abbott Costello sometimes.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Right.
They started their sentences with say, or they started their sentences with look. For example, look, I'm going down the store. Say, how's your mother?
Yeah.
They did that all the time.
Yeah.
People don't do that anymore.
No.
But I guess there were colloquialisms back then as there are now.
Yeah, like now we're like, what's up, dude? Right. What up? Sup, Holmes?
Sup, Holmes, right.
I mean, that's now.
Yeah,
but
so he goes, and then she goes, and
we're
I
going
go,
backwards.
And then she goes.
Yeah.
So we all
I
want to
go
our...
back to the Santa Claus. Look now, Santa Claus, look here.
Oh, that sounds a little Amos and Andy, to be honest with you. Perhaps that's why that doesn't work anymore.
Maybe, then, you see.
Now, look at here, Santa.
Now, look at here, Santa Claus. I say.
That's not going to work.
Foghorn Leghorn. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's the South.
Well, it is the South.
And there's a reason for that.
I think
Foghorn Leghorn was
a problem.
Was a Simon Legree.
For the South.
Oh, no.
Yeah, certainly didn't work
it's
out
Revelations
too well.
Here, folks.
Chapter 6.
Ooh.
I didn't read chapter 6
How many
Revelations.
Chapters are there in Revelations?
7. I don't know. I'm guessing.
It's the last book. We better know this.
Last book until someone writes a new one.
No, the last chapter in the book.
Okay.
Last book of the Bible.
How's the Bible end? And that's it. Good night, everybody. What?
See?
Does it say at the end?
I'm coming back. Careful. Be good. Don't talk about me on podcasts or anything.
And that's what happened.
That's it.
Yeah. They should revive the series. It did very well. Book sold a lot of copies,
Isn't
I understand.
Isn't it like the biggest selling book of all time?
Yeah. Well, when it went out in paperback, you couldn't stop it. It was just really popular.
Everybody's got a Bible, one or two floating around the house.
Sure. You got to have a few copies of it. And then this guy Gideon, what did he do? Just come in and change some words?
Was he an angel?
I don't know. Why does he have a separate version of it?
Because he goes to hotels.
Say, I have some Bibles, see?
He sells his Bibles at the hotels, and he puts them in the drawer. You know why they're there?
Right.
Because people apparently go to motels or hotels to kill themselves. Right. So they got to go in that
or
drawer.
Or they should.
Right. So they want to open up the drawer, looking for a weapon of self-destruction.
and
lo and behold,
Bible.
Hey, say, look at here.
This is going to take all night to read.
Just where the good parts at? Right.
Well, there's no pictures. Are there pictures in the Bible? I don't think there
Some
are.
Some Bibles are illustrated.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be better.
It's a little, because you got to flip to get to the picture and go, ooh, and they flip. Ooh, you just don't want to read anything.
So that's what they mean.
It's like angels and Jesuses and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You ever hear that? See that new joke? It's trending right now on Instagram.
Yeah. No.
It said Jesus goes into a restaurant
yeah.
and he says, table for 26. And the maitre d' says, but there's only 13 of you. He said, we're all going to sit on one side. It's the Last Supper.
Well, it is interesting how they didn't block. The camera shot was a good shot. It was a good shot.
Yeah.
Why did they all sit on one side, do you think?
It's for the painting.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think it happened. I think it's a painting.
Can you guys like stand up? And it's like at a wedding when the photographer says,
oh, that's
can
right.
you all stand up on the other side of the table? I want to take a picture
but
of the table.
But they do sit at one side on a table.
Yeah.
Because they're facing a room.
Right.
So it makes sense at weddings.
Feng shui.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We don't want your back to the
door. No, it's bad energy,
really
dude.
Bad. Apparently, it didn't work out anyway,
Jesus,
but I'm just saying.
You should have feng shui'd that saying. Differently.
Should we be talking about this on a Christmas show, by the way? This is kind of all right.
No one's listening on Christmas. Aren't they busy wrapping presents? I mean, opening presents?
I think you'd be surprised. I got to tell you something, Terrence.
People have no life.
By the time you get to Christmas night, and then you've got the day after Christmas.
Yep, they're like, where's the Ron Van Dam show at right now?
I'm so freaking bored. I can't believe
yes,
it.
Quick,
I am
put it
sick
on.
Of all these people. I've yeah. got to go to my room and just let me do something, man. I'm just so bored.
Oh, that in your
I
room?
Can't even drink anymore. Okay. I can't eat anymore.
Okay.
And I've already had self-conjugal visits.
Right.
So, like, I've got nothing to do. See, the problem is, it's Friday.
Friday, so you got, it's Friday.
You got Saturday and Sunday. And it's even worse for New Year's Eve because you go out Thursday night.
Uh-oh.
And then you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday with nothing to do.
It's like that commercial, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday.
I can't even sit through a 2.5-hour movie, much less for like 4 days in a row of nothing to do whatsoever.
It's like the Christian Hanukkah.
Yeah.
So many days in a row.
Wouldn't people naturally be sick of people after that period of time? After you,
yeah.
you know, if you have a large family, wouldn't you just at a point say, all right, that's enough. Everybody go back to your corners and we'll see you next year.
To your corners? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
You got to put up with it though, Ron, for a little while. You really do. It's just
you do. But again, it's a phony time of year because otherwise, this doesn't happen other times of the year. And why doesn't it? I don't know. It doesn't. So it's phony. It's phony. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah, you don't get together Christmas. What did it say? Funerals and weddings. The only time you see people, you don't care about someone. You see people in funeral lines. You're like, oh, how have you been?
Yeah.
You don't hang out with these people.
No.
But you feel like you're real close to them for a while, and then that fades away.
It's horrible.
Like when you're looking on the internet or you watch a nice movie and you're like, oh, I'm going to be a better person. Then you go on the internet and you see like little cat videos. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. You're right back into your life.
Exactly.
Nothing changes.
Well, I like that. I like that. My favorite time of the holiday season is getting rid of the tree and just putting everything back to where it was.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like an old friend has rejoined
me. Because you're moving things and adding things and you're like, this has to, it's only temporary.
Yeah.
It can't be permanent. So you're like, ooh, it's just temporary.
It is just temporary.
So it's not calming that way either because you know the stuff's got to go.
Well, it gets packed away for next year. And then
do it again.
It's an interesting thing. When you're packing away the stuff for next year, you actually, in your mind, you say to yourself, maybe I should set things up so next year when I get all this crap, it'll all be in order. And then you say to yourself, nah, just put it away. Why even bother?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. This is a little secret that Tori's going to share with everyone.
I wish I had a music lead-in for
this. I know. I was thinking we should just use that like little that somber music
and
you
now
play.
It's time. Would you like it? Would you like some
of
it?
Okay, we'll hit the somber music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ron's always, he's right on the ball with this. He could produce a radio show if he wanted to.
Yeah, fortunately, though, there's no point.
No.
So, okay. I can't find it. Isn't that funny?
I can still start to tell the story as you search.
Okay, I'll find it.
Well, it's just a little Christmas thing.
Okay.
We talk about Christmas and how we don't like it and things.
Right.
But let me just tell you a secret about Tori.
Okay.
Years ago, when I had small children, I did like Christmas. And I bought all kinds of like things to set around. I had the manger, and I'd add to my manger, my Avon manger, every year. It was ceramic porcelain, and I'd have, you know, you'd buy the baby Jesus and the Mary and Joseph, and then you get the three wise men one at a time, like $25 each. I mean, I had hundreds of dollars invested into my porcelain Christmas manger scene. Then you'd get the sheep, and they'd have a cow and a goat. They'd have everything, Ron. Angel hanging, angel standing. I can't even count the pieces. I looked forward to that every year. I'm going to put out my display of my Christmas scene.
Uh-huh.
I decorate my tree with my kids. Uh-huh. I put everything. I loved it. It was really special to me, wrapping presents all night. But now I don't do that. So now my kids are grown. My kids have moved away. It's different now. But I do, I believe it or not, there was a time in my life I loved Christmas. Even you wouldn't know that by listening to me.
No, I wouldn't.
I know, but I'll admit that there was. That's my secret.
You know, Tori, there was a time I liked Christmas too. Then I grew up.
I'm never going to grow up.
I think when I was a child, it was magical.
Oh, I loved it as a child. Oh, yes. There was a Santa back then.
There was
everything.
A Santa.
Yeah.
And for the kids listening...
He's just older now. Yeah, he's older now.
That's all. It was an exciting... The whole year was a culmination with this particular moment.
Yeah.
I would leave cookies on the fireplace.
Yes, yeah.
And
I wanted to stay awake to see him every year, and I fall asleep.
I always fall asleep.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because we were drugged at a point.
I was just a kid. I was up too late. By 2 o'clock, I couldn't even stay up till 2 o'clock. I'd probably sleep by midnight. I made it that far. My parents, they knew. They'd wait till 1 or 2 to set things up, probably.
Do you remember the day that you found out that there was no Santa?
It was heartbreaking.
I think it was 47.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I kept it going for my kids, because that's what you do.
You do.
Why do we do that, though? Why do we lie to our children? Because we were lied to?
Because they... because they want it so
they
much.
They want to believe
they revel in the fantasy of much. And the expressions on
their faces,
little pusses.
Oh, yeah. But then someone else is getting credit for your gift. Hey, that wasn't really from Santa. No, there is no Santa. Yeah. It's from me.
It's not like Santa worked so hard to get you this
ego
thing.
Ego got in the way there a little bit. But all right, they could be from Santa, fine. Yeah. This one's mom and dad. This one's Santa. You have to make a decision, too. What's going to be
you're
from
kind
who?
Of right. It would be better if they understood it was from you.
Our hard work and pay.
Yeah. Sweat and tears.
Right.
Frustration and anger.
We give it all to some fictional fat guy. What's that about?
We bought that for you. Not fictional fat guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it came from another country too, Santa, didn't it? Like we adopted like another country's red and white, really.
Something
Father
like
Christmas.
That. Seriously.
What is it all about?
I don't know.
Where did it start? Scandinavia?
Probably.
You know?
Don't know. And that North Pole stuff?
That's why you can't get there.
From here?
No.
It's like Poland Spring.
We couldn't make it London or somewhere, because that's a place.
They'd check it out.
We good, yeah. Always.
No one's going to the North Pole.
Nobody.
I don't even know where it is.
It's north.
Is there a pole there?
It's like the axis of the world, right?
Yeah.
The poles?
But there's no pole there.
I don't think so.
It's like a barber pole or
it's
anything.
It's what I always pictured, because they know little cartoons. They make it like a pole.
Well, they have directions. They have little
street
poles all over the place.
They think we're stupid.
This is pointed to the North Pole.
Right.
They go, okay, like how many miles? Like, I don't know, you know, just keep going north to the pole.
It's
and then
lie.
When I found out that the South Pole was just as cold as the North Pole, I said that can't be.
Oh, yeah, because south everything's warm.
Absolutely.
What's up with that?
Like I learned that recently, too.
Like the movie I just saw?
Yeah.
The Revenant?
Yeah.
They filmed part of it in Alberta. Alberta, Canada. See, my brain's disconnecting again. Now you're witnessing to it. Captain? Can you hear me now?
Alberta.
This is how I type and think sometimes. I can't say Alberta, Canada, so I say Calberta. But, you know, I mix and match.
That's cool.
Is it? Well, they filmed part of the movie there,
mm-hmm.
and then part of it in America, but also part of it in the tip of Argentina, because it started getting too warm in Canada, and they needed snow, so they went to the tip of Argentina. Process that for a second. Snow. You're right, because the poles.
Mm.
The poles. So you're right. It does. The equator is where it's warm.
Right.
So when you go one end to the other, you're getting cold.
Getting cold.
Argentina has snow.
Cold.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's that.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly in the high mountain ranges you have snow anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I don't like snow. I fear it.
You do.
Yeah. I think it's God's way of saying stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do. That's how God talks to me.
Does he?
Through its weather patterns.
Can I ask you about parking lights? Why do we use them? As I'm driving along, people have either headlights
Correct.
On or they're off. But why
Correct.
Do they have parking lights on?
What does that mean?
Why do they have?
Parking lights are a myth that go back to the 50s and 60s, where as it started to get dark at dusk, you would put on your parking lights. I don't want to light up the road. I just want to be kind of pretty about it.
Hmm.
And then when it got a little, and you only use parking lights
I've
for a short period of time.
I've seen people still using them, though. and it irritates me.
Some cars have them automatic. Like you turn the car on, there's always parking lights.
I thought it was like day runners, but maybe there are parking lights.
Well, it is day runners. Well, day runners would be parking lights.
No, these are like those little amber lights on the side. They're just using without any headlights. Yes.
That's okay. The first setting.
Oh, okay.
That's when you're not sure if it's dark yet. And then you click it one more time.
I know.
It's like when it's raining outside.
Yeah, you should headlights.
Well, when it's raining lightly.
Now you have to.
You put on your intermittent wipers. Like, all right, the wipers will go up every like 10 seconds.
And now there's
a law. Then it rains
a
little bit.
Right.
Yes, but then when it rains a little bit harder, you kick it up a notch.
That's the
same with the parking lights.
Is it? Yes. Well, now you have to have headlights on when you're doing your
wipers.
Which
is an excellent law.
Trucks, I've seen not
excellent
doing
law.
It. It is an excellent law. Trucks are not even doing it. I saw trucks the other day with wipers on, no headlights.
Well, they
stop it.
They should be pulled over.
Yes.
Especially trucks.
I couldn't believe
trucks
it.
Trucks are a hazard in the rain. They cause not only does it suck your car in toward it because of the wind shear.
Right.
But the water from the tires of those trucks they create monsoons on your face.
I'm going to do a citizen's arrest when I see one again.
Well, they're tough people, Tori. Oh. They're tough because they drive for miles with hemorrhoids, and that makes you tough and blistery.
And they break the law. They're lawbreakers.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, like, what are you going to do?
All right, what about
this? Me.
Speaking of lights.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will turn. I can't try and stop
you,
right?
You can't try something.
School buses.
Yeah.
I learned something about school buses. Captain
really?
Taught me something about school buses.
What did he teach you?
When you see a school bus coming, it starts to flash its lights.
Yes.
Like we were driving one day not too long ago.
Yep.
And he kept going.
Yes.
And I said, oh, aren't you supposed to stop? He goes, no, only when they're red flashing. And he's right.
True.
When they're yellow flashing, just go along your business.
Yeah.
Okay? Go about your business.
I do anyway.
It says right on the back. The law says you have to stop when the red lights are flashing. It says it right there.
Okay.
How am I this old in my life thinking, lights, every time they would turn yellow, I'd stop my business in my car and let everything happen.
Now, I'm not familiar. I've never noticed that there are yellow and there are red.
I thought
it was always.
No, no.
Just a succession of lights.
That's what I thought.
Lights.
See, now I just taught you something.
Yes, you did.
They start with yellow, amber, whatever,
really?
Lights and flash
like
as it's slowing
light.
Down.
Sounds like a traffic
right.
light.
As it's slow,
caution.
Yes. Caution.
Caution.
As it's slowing.
Yeah.
And it stops. It's still doing yellow.
Right.
And when they open up that door and that sign comes out, they
red.
Turn red.
Okay.
That's when you have to stop people. You
all
don't
right.
have to stop just because the lights are flashing
right.
yellow.
That's your interpretation. Of course, a cop
yes.
would say something else.
No,
but,
they won't. Okay. It says, I'll point to the back of the bus where it has the big sign on every bus.
You show that to the officer.
I'm going to. So thank you, Captain, for teaching me something
else. Very, very good. Captain, I didn't know that either. Thank you. And also, Captain, thank you for teaching me which socks go on which feet.
Did he teach you
that? I'm always putting my left sock on my right sock foot.
How do you know?
I don't.
Well, my socks.
That's why I think it's wrong.
Oh, you should get an R and an L on them.
Really?
On all your socks.
Look, say.
Hey there, you little missy. They talked funny back then.
You know what I don't understand in this day and age? We're a sophisticated society, yet we still have lace shoes. Why do I have to bend over to tie things at my age and at my sophistication?
Yeah.
Because they've invented things where you don't have to do that anymore. Why are we so antiquated that we're going back to the way that shoes were actually fastened 300, 400, 500 years ago?
Because it's style. It's styling. People want style. And that looks kind of cool, I guess, with the laces.
How is string style?
People
little pieces of string hanging all over your feet. That's style.
Everything old is new again.
Give me a clean boot with no lace on it, and we're looking nice. You know, we're looking nice.
Right.
And what's
easy.
So wrong with Velcro? Some people say, I'll never wear Velcro. It looks ridiculous.
Yes.
Velcro is
it's
one
for
of the
nerds. Stop it.
Velcro was discovered on space shuttle.
I don't care. Don't put it on your feet or your wallet.
It's a space age technology.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of space technology.
You have trouble today?
They took my temperature yesterday with a wand.
Get out of
I said,
my
I mean,
life.
Is this Star Trek right now? She said,
what
it's
do you
new.
Mean a wand?
I'm serious. Where do you find out the new technology that's happening right now in this world that has been kept from us, apparently?
What is this?
It's like a wand. They put it on your forehead and then they whip it
around.
Like
a magician's wand?
Yeah. Then they work it around your face and they come back and let you know if you had a fever. They touch it to your forehead and then they go around your face and then look at it. It's magic. I swear it. If you wanted to Google it, you can Google it. It happened to me for real yesterday. They Star Trek'd my face. Do-do-do-do. Like bones, like Dr. McCoy. Do-do-do-do-do.
And all they were doing was your temperature?
Yeah.
It's too bad I can't do other things.
Oh, I thought the ear thing was, yeah, you're right. But the ear, they're starting, they're probably starting. But you know the ear thing, they just stick something in your ear. But this was even different. This just touched your forehead and then went, woo-loo-loo-loo. Didn't go in your mouth at all. I didn't even open my mouth.
Did you hear it go, ooh-loo-loo-loo?
No.
Okay. That's your interpretation.
That's what the thing does with the Dr. McCoy, I think. Yeah. But maybe they'll be getting there.
Freaky,
that's freaky, they're starting the technology. I know. So they're starting technology. I mean, they're advancing technology. They're not starting it. It's always happening. You know.
That's freaky.
I love the future.
So they said it's new to you. When you said, what is this?
Yeah, I said, this is like a Star Trek movie.
Did they remove the head of a chicken and do some type of satanic dance?
No.
A wand, you said.
Yeah.
Hopefully someday they can cure cancer with that. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
They probably have already. They just don't tell us. Because, you know, there's more treatment. There's more money in the treatment.
You know, they really have come up with the ultimate treatment for cancer, which could cure, like, almost all of it,
right.
But the FDA has not released it yet. And what it is instead of giving chemotherapy or radiation to your body to kill like all your cells, they actually target the disease cells and only them.
Right.
So you don't feel as sick.
Yeah.
And you keep up your immune system because it's not killing other cells. It's only targeting the ones that are the culprits. And that's like amazing. But yet, the technology is there, and some of people get it, but most don't.
Are we at 52 minutes? I didn't look. I haven't looked at all. I'm just curious.
You're guessing 52? Take a look. You're freaking.
I don't even know. I kept saying 52, 52, 52. Even if it was at 50, I was probably like 52, 52, because I wanted to get that number out when you were talking. I am freaky. Why am I so freaky?
You felt that. It's the wand. The wand has given you
powers.
I've
had that gift before, wand.
Well, now it's brought it out.
Oh, no. Wow, that's craziness.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas in 10 years. A wand.
I already know what you're getting me.
From a toy store.
Everything. Oh, and really?
You'll think that it's giving you your temperature. I'm just going to come up with what I think your temperature is. And that's what they did in the hospital. They took a kid's wand from the magic kit.
It looked technical.
Yeah, because they plug it in. And they do around your head and they go, 98, I don't know. And they write it down.
Odd. Yeah. I've never seen anything like that. Just so you know, you can look it up, though.
I think it's fantastic. I wish it was a wand for everything.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Sean Hayes is gay. Sean Hayes.
Get out.
Listen to me, Ron. You don't even know the backstory of this. Sean Hayes is gay. Emphasis on is.
Of course he's gay.
Listen. I know, of course. When I watch Will and Grace all those years, I go, wow, he is so gay. He's great. He's gay. And then people would say, he's not gay. And he was in the closet, remember?
He's definitely gay.
No, but he was in the closet back then.
Really?
Look it up. So I'm like, you sure he's not gay? He's like, he's not gay at all. And he was sticking with that story.
Right.
So yesterday, I saw this thing on Facebook where he did this funny little Christmas thing.
Yeah.
And he said, with his husband. And I went, husband? Mm-hmm. Wait a second. So I had to go back 2 years to HuffPost, where he came out and said he apologized. The gay community was all upset at him for keeping in the closet.
Yeah.
And they were really, but now he finally came out.
Obvious.
He's sorry he did it. Wasn't it obvious? That's why I felt stupid. Oh, he's not gay at all.
It's like Tony Randall.
Well, yeah.
Who never really was gay.
He got married and had a kid.
I know, but that doesn't mean you're not gay. Because in those days.
But he never came out, Tony Randall.
No.
But Rock Hudson didn't either,
no.
But they were
You didn't
friends.
In those days. Well, yeah, good friends. It's interesting that term, came out. They came out.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, come on out.
I know.
Stop
what are you hiding
such
when
a
they're
stickler.
For?
Come on out.
Because then you get bashed. And, you know, it's a tough decision.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought that was funny how I see this yesterday, Sean Hayes and his husband, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I said that originally.
Interesting.
And no one, everyone knows you're not gay. You're not gay at all.
So if you're gay and you haven't announced it, then you're somehow in a closet somewhere.
And then the gay community gets all up in arms about it.
What's this with this closet term? The thing?
I didn't make it up, but.
Is it like a walk-in?
Like Tom Cruise and R. Kelly. You ever see that?
Sure. Oh, there's something wrong with that.
No, I mean the South Park episode.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought he was
you've seen them individually.
I thought
he
was in the closet, too.
Well, there's a whole funny thing.
Why isn't it in the bathroom? How come these people are in the bathroom? Why is it a closet?
Maybe because there's a nice wardrobe in the closet.
That's what it is. Got to be something like that. I don't know why they chose that room.
A lot of feather boas.
Yeah.
And,
I would use a mud room.
I had a mud room at one of my houses.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was until we moved in. My mom goes, well, you have a mud room here.
There's very rarely mud in the room.
Well, ours had some mud because it was used for that.
Oh, okay.
We get boots in there and coats and
boots on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think the holiday's almost passed.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, aw.
Well, there's always next year.
There really is.
There
get
really
your,
is.
Get your tree back. Get it ready. Don't
Keep
pack it away too good.
Hey, do it like the most people do when they decorate their houses. Just never take your lights down, ever.
That is so wrong. Stop it. It's ignorant.
They had a ladder to get it up there.
20 years ago.
the ladder broken. That's it, man. It's going to stay up.
So wrong.
It's the ultimate laziness. It's just, can't be bothered. Yeah.
And they're thumbing their nose at all their neighbors at the same time.
They're putting their lights
Too
up.
Too bad.
Yeah, my lights are up
Look
already.
At me.
Yeah.
Leave my Santa. I see Santa's in February. I'm going to, look, next year I'm going to check around, see how long I see Santa's on lawns. I'm telling you, it's months.
Can I tell you, there should be a law against deflated Santas.
Yes.
Because if you have a Santa or any decoration on your lawn that requires being blown up,
mm-hmm.
either it's going
blown
to
up.
Fall.
Blown like a terrorist.
Up. Right, really.
I see what you did there.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. You kind of found that yourself.
I did.
No, if they topple over or something or they deflate, it's very sad.
Yeah, it's messy.
You take a wonderful, a joyous thing, and I'm just seeing dead snowmen.
You're shattering the dreams of children everywhere.
Seriously.
Santa is a deflated piece of plastic on the Johnson's lawn. That's all. Stop it.
Get off my Johnson's lawn.
Yeah.
Tori, I wish you a happy holiday season.
You're being politically correct again.
I have a happy Hanukkah.
Alrighty.
Hope you got a dreidel. See, that's all they get for the Jews.
Dreidel, only... dreidel. They have a song. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I don't know. But that's one of the gifts on one of the nights is a plastic top.
Okay.
No, it's not okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm
it's
not
a
Jewish.
It's a little cheap.
That sounds like a bummer.
It is a bummer.
Oh.
And the next night, it's pen and pencil set. I mean, come on, man.
Jeepers.
You know, stop this eight-night thing. I know it represents...
Oh, because it's tradition.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I've heard of that.
There's eight of something, and I'm sorry. Though I'm Jewish, I have no idea what it is, to be honest with you. So I'm like a bad Jew.
Right.
There'll be a movie about me someday
Bad Jew. I like Bad Santa. Let's all watch Bad Santa today in honor of Christmas.
Well, we can make believe we did.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can
lie I'm going to watch it. It's great. It's hilarious.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, my gosh. John Ritter and Bernie Mac, that scene, I die when they do that scene.
What are you talking about?
You have to watch it.
Sorry.
It's not 2 hours. You can watch it.
Why don't you just watch it and tell me what happens?
Okay.
Save me 2.5 hours or whatever.
Is Granny spry? Granny, are you spry?
All right. Did you look at the time?
55.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. See, I'm behind now.
Because
we talked too much. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You were 2 minutes off before and it was good. Now you're 2 minutes off and it's bad.
Yes.
I see what you did there.
Fair weather
circular
friend.
Logic.
Fair weather.
Fine.
We do wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas, because I think that's what we're talking about
here. It's Christmas
today.
It is Christmas. Everybody.
Well, it was
the day
Christmas.
The day you're listening maybe to this is probably Christmas.
This is running through like Sunday night. So,
ooh, okay.
So I hope you had a great Christmas.
Hope you didn't get too sunburned.
No, the December. And I hope you got everything that you deserve, and I know you should.
It's called karma.
Karma. Hope you got a big bag of karma there. Tori, have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too.
Let's go out with some Christmas music for a change.
And Steve Harvey.
What do you mean? You're going to go out with Steve Harvey?
No, Isn't I thought you were going to play his little clip again.
No.
Oh, God, he's dead. I'm not attracted to him in any way whatsoever.
No.
Steve Harvey.
He's got gigantic lips. I mean, if he were to kiss you, he would engulf your entire body.
Oh, he's a doofus.
Okay. All right now.
Now he's a huge dingus.
A dingus and a doofus.
Yes.
All those things together.
Too bad for him.
Happy holidays, Steve. Part of Tori Lagarde was played by Marilyn Dixon, and Ron Van Dam was standing in for himself. You, baby, oh.